Soccer Mad by Rob Childs.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Unlucky 13.
Pass it, Luke, pass it! Screamed the school team's captain.
Matthew was wasting his breath. No way was Luke Crawford going to pass the ball. He'd hardly had a kick yet, so he meant to keep it to himself for as long as possible. Sadly, as usual, that wasn't very long. He lost it the moment an opponent bothered to step in and take it off him.
You loony, Matthew cried. You're just running round in circles like a headless chicken.
Cool it, Matt, John told him. He's doing his best.
Huh, grunted the captain. If this is his best, I just hope he's not in my team on a bad day.
John smiled and gave a little shrug of the shoulders.
Don't blame Luke. We weren't exactly winning when he came on.
Matthew snarled. He needed no reminding about the thrashing they were taking.
Admit it, he's useless. You don't have to stick up for him all the time, you know, just because he's your cousin.
John had no chance to respond to the jibe. The rasping voice of the referee, their sports teacher, Frosty Winter, cut across them.
Break up the coffee morning chat, you two, and get on with the game. No wonder you're losing 8-0.
Stung into action, Matthew moved off moodily in search of the ball once more. He caught up with it at the same time as Luke.
Foul!
Luke protested as Matthew barged him out of the way. Frosty showed him no sympathy.
You can't be fouled by one of your own men.